Timor-Leste, located in East Asia between Australia and Indonesia, gained its independence from Indonesia in 2002 after many years of struggle. These were the first parliamentary elections to be organized by the Timorese themselves after a long period of UN assistance. Turnout was high, even after two rounds of presidential elections earlier this year. João Barreto was one of the thousands of voters.
With my vote, I believe that I can bring this nation towards democracy.
For the United Nations, this year's elections represent an example of the maturity of democratic institutions in Timor-Leste. Finn Resk Nielsen is in charge of the UN mission in the country, known as UNMIT.
The Timorese electoral authorities have made tremendous progress over the past several years. Looking back 10 years, the United Nations actually organized the first democratic elections in this country. Here we are in 2012, and the Timorese authorities have themselves organized these elections. They provide the technical inputs as well as the supervision, with very limited support from the United Nations.
Timor-Leste's National Police, known as the PNTL, monitored the election process. They gave a positive assessment of security on Election Day. This year is the first time that Timor-Leste incorporated observers with disabilities into the election process. There were 19 of them who monitored polling stations in the capital, Dili, and in four districts. Paulina Suarez Sequeira is a sight-impaired voter.
I feel very happy because even though I have a disability, I also have the same rights as people who can see.
Luis Gentile, in charge of the Human Rights Office at the mission, supports the move. He says it's one way to ensure that the rights and needs of people with disabilities are not overlooked.
Who better than persons with disabilities themselves to be actual registered, certified observers to make recommendations about improving access to the right to vote, about the entire electoral system? They know better than anyone else what challenges they face, how things can be improved to realize that fundamental right for themselves and for the people they represent.
According to the 2010 census, over 6% of the Timorese population has disabilities.